You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
If you've been out to the pastry shop yet, you know, it's one of the things about, we got some really good donut shops, bakeries around, man. You got to get there early because they make the batch overnight, you know, and then they got all there. And when they're gone, they're gone. And in one particular donut shop, people are lining up out the door at 5 a.m. So he's just about sold out by now. And they do that for a very good reason. They're trying to sell him out early so he can leave early. The earlier, the better, so he can go home and take care of his wife, who's recovering from a brain aneurysm. And usually by 7, he's sold out. Well, that's pretty cool because it kind of typifies how you are. And you know that, you know, in dealing with this nonprofit. We depend on you for support. Now, they don't have to do that. The people that wait there, that come in early, that make sure. I mean, people walking out of there with five dozen donuts and stuff, you know. But they don't have to do that, you know. But they do it because they're showing their love for him. We want to take care of him so he can get out and go home to his wife. Collectively coming together. That's the way we do things in our country. It's kind of that idea, I believe, that spawned. You know, we see something and we do something about it. We start a care for sick people, care for orphans and things. And that was all started by Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, you've got to admit, that is pretty neat.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I stopped drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
Thinking about the fires in Hawaii, in Maui, Hawaii. And always have to take a map out and educate myself. I've been to Honolulu a couple of times. My brother-in-law was stationed there in the Army. So that's where pretty much everybody goes. That's where Pearl Harbor is, Honolulu, Waikiki, you know, all the people kind of in Honolulu. Of course, Hawaii is a state made up of a chain of islands. They are in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's like a 6-hour flight from San Francisco, 6 hours to fly. It's like going all the way across the country just to go from there to Hawaii. So what I'm saying is they're pretty isolated. You know, there's no ferries that run between the islands. People fly between the islands. There's a lot of ocean between the big island of Hawaii and Maui and Molokai, Honolulu, you know, all those cool names. But you got the big island on the with the volcano and everything, so people go there. But It Maui is kind of left alone, that beautiful town of Lahaina. Lahaina? Yeah, I probably said it wrong. But and I've read, I've never been there, but I read that it was like stepping back into the 50s, 1950s, you know, going back in time. A lot of the places that were there, very slow lifestyle, you know, and I was reading about it going, I was screaming. I was like, wow. Well, one of the things is there's a hurricane that's like 800 miles to the south, but it's causing a lot of winds. It's dry. Things caught on fire. You're on an island. You can't just get personnel and equipment, can't just drive from one state to another like they can on the mainland. You know, people, workers can come from other places to help out if there's a catastrophe. I mean, it's very slow to happen there. People jumping in the ocean to get away, that's horrible. God knew that was going to happen. God knows that tragedy has happened. And that is one of the reasons he has a place for you at his home that will never burn up, never freeze. He'll wipe away every tear. Isn't that awesome to think about in situations like this? You want to preserve it, and it may be lost forever. But God has created a forever home for those who believe in Jesus, his son.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Well, if you haven't visited it yet, if you've never visited with your family, you still got time. We got plenty of summer left. I'm talking about the Smithsonian Institution. You know you've heard of it in Washington, D.C. It's right there on the mall. It's on the right-hand side. It's huge. I mean, because they add on all the time since it was founded on this day in 1846. And you may wonder how that came about. It's an incredible story of Mr. Smithson, James Smithson. Why did he fund an institution in Washington, D.C. when he was born in France? He died in Italy, lived all his life in Europe. He and his brother got their money in an inheritance, okay? His brother died and left his estate to his brother, James. But part of it went to, they requested that his nephew get part of it, and James Smithson said, nephew, change your name, okay? And it was an indication he was already looking ahead to the disposition of his fortune. And he made out a will, and because he was getting sickly, and he made out a will, and he left his estate to his nephew, that the young man's future children, he added a peculiar last clause to the will, stipulating that if his nephew died without heirs, legitimate or illegitimate, his estate was to go to the United States. Quote, to found at Washington under the name of the Smithsonian Institution, an establishment for the increase and diffusion of knowledge among men. Is that wild, isn't it? Well, his nephew, he died, James Smithson died, and his nephew was in his early 20s, so it was like, well, that's probably never going to happen. Why did he put that in there? Oh, well, 6 years later, his nephew died of unknown causes in Italy, and he had no heirs. So they notified the United States government of this extraordinary bequest. They actually had a heated debate about whether to accept the money in Washington, D.C. So I'm not making that up. I just thought that was what they debated about, whether, I don't know if we should accept that. Anyway, they did. And it was awarded to the United States in May of 1838. And in 1846, the Smithsonian Institution became a reality. And it really is one of the really cool places in this country. Thank you to James Smithson. Amazing that it all worked out. That is absolutely incredible.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
The odd and funny news. I guess it's funny in a certain way. There's all kinds of stuff going on. But I can relate to one, because out in Kansas, these automobile dealerships have been looking up and seeing a goat standing at the glass door. I can actually relate to that. Some years ago, our neighbor here in Lake Katrine, he had a pair of goats. Yeah. And I don't know if he tried to keep them chained up or what, but every once in a while they'd wander over into our yard dragging their chains. But we had a delectable selection along our driveway of various and sundry briars and berries and whatnot, delectables, vines, and things like that. So they just had a field day of eating and stuff. We didn't like it when they jumped on our cars, which goats are prone to do. We didn't like it when they chased people when they came with a box of muffins. Oh, that was, you had to really yell at goats. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you don't want a goat, because a goat will come after your food in a heartbeat. They'll just come right at you. Okay? But if you yell at them, they'll run from you for about 20 feet, and they'll turn around and look at you, and they're going to size you up again. So you have to be diligent. It's like life. You have to be diligent to keep the goats at bay. The one day, and I'm sorry, I'm laughing. This happened like in the 1800s. This happened years ago. Back in the days when the driver of the garbage truck had to get out to empty the garbage can from the truck, right? And I wasn't paying any attention. I missed the whole thing, unfortunately or fortunately. But I got a call from the home office of the garbage people, and they said the driver was pretty mad because he got butted by one of the goats. She said, do you have goats? I said, no, that's our neighbor. She said, that's what I thought.
That's the worst, yeah. Really.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
And I'm having a little bit of fun this morning with, some interesting things. And I was thinking about a photograph that is the most viewed photograph in the world. What do you think it is? I guarantee it. Well, I can't guarantee it, but most likely you've seen it. The man that took the most viewed photograph was paid so much for the image, it had to be hand-delivered. Staggering lengths he had to go to deliver it. And, that was because of the famous buyer that bought it, right? His name was Chuck, the guy that took the photograph. He was journeying on a routine journey through California in 1996, having no clue what was in store for the photo. It was just another picture for him. He's a person that carries a camera everywhere he goes. Some nice ones. The picture in question, it's titled Bliss, B-L-I-S-S, Bliss. And it's a very good name for the photograph. It was shot during a pit stop on his way to meet his future wife, which makes it kind of cool. It was in California. And you probably haven't thought about it, but you saw that image a lot back in the day when you were waiting for MSN to load on your Windows computer. Yes, indeedy. It's characterized, and maybe this is why it was chosen. It's characterized by the bottom half of the photograph is a beautiful green meadow with some shading because of the clouds. The top half is just a cloud-populated, beautiful blue sky. It's basically all it is. And it was shot with some camera that I can't even pronounce the name on, a tripod there. And it ended up being bought by Microsoft and ended up on the Windows XP computer. Hence, the most viewed photograph in the world. And I'm looking at it right now, and I want to give you the opportunity to look at it. So I'm going to post the whole article so you can look at that photograph on the on this Sound of Life Facebook page. I was just laughing because I'm thinking, you just look at it. It really is. I mean, you know, I wouldn't say, oh, it's a picture of heaven, but it just really relaxes you just looking at it. It's incredible. And maybe that's why, I don't know who picked it in the company, you know, but maybe that's what we like about it. I'm thinking maybe we're glad that we had dial up back in the day waiting for something to load. Just looking at that was kind of cool, right? Yeah.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.